This podcast is from a program which originally aired in 1994.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Grover Washington Jr. He's a master musician, saxophone player par excellence, and undeniably one of the hottest names in jazz today. And more and more and more, Grover.
Oh, thank you very much.
How are you?
Thank you, Al. I'm doing fine now here with you. I'm fine.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. I've just been looking forward to this date for a long time.
Well, I've been looking forward to it, too, because I've been a fan of the show, like, for years, and you just continue to amaze me with all the different harmonies and things that you play on the so-called standard changes, and then you reharmonize almost, and it brings, like, a fresh air to the tune.
Gee, thank you. My head's getting big. I'm just going to have to hold on to my...
Well, it should be big.
Thank you very much, but... I just would like to just talk to you a little bit about how you got started playing such wonderful horns, plural.
Yeah,
everything, tenor, alto, and today soprano.
Tenor, alto, and soprano, and I play baritone also. I guess it all really started when I was home in Buffalo, New York. That's where I was born and raised. And my father played C melody saxophone, which you really don't see too much of anymore. That was basically used as a blending instrument, like in the horn sections of the big bands in like the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Oh, God, I haven't seen one of those or heard about it. A guy named Boyce Brown used to play one years and years ago. Your father probably knew of him. That's amazing. Well, so you got to hear music right off the bat.
Yeah, he would be walking through the house and playing all kinds of tunes. And I guess it would have to be like the best thing that our parents did for us. They would play, you know, like some Stravinsky, and they would follow that with a little Fletcher Henderson, and they'd follow that with a little B.B. King, and follow that with, a Sonny Rollins, Jerry Mulligan.
Oh my God, you had the best of all worlds.
Yeah, they exposed us like to all kinds of music, and I still have that love and that respect, like, for all kinds of music today,
Listen, we've got to play something. I can't wait to hear a nice tune. What are we going to do?
Okay, how about I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good?
All right, then we're going to include our very fine bassist, Mr. Gary Mazzarappi.
Okay, let's have some fun.
Oh, that's terrific. That was nice.
It's an honor to play with you. Really, it is.
Oh, stop.
I'm serious.
Stop. You know, you were talking about Buffalo, and I was... when did you start, like, with your own group, or your first gigs? When were those?
With my own group, that wasn't until a while later. I have played just about every kind of music. You know, I played in a Ukrainian dance band. And we played,
my God.
Oh, yeah. We played all kinds of different music. We played shows and stuff like that.
You mean when you started out?
Yeah.
Did you play club dates even?
Club dates and stuff. And then I was still in high school at the time, and I was playing concert music, with the concert band. I was playing Barry in that band, and I would play blues at night. Sometimes I'd be playing tenor. Sometimes I'd be playing bass, if the piano player was late, I'd be playing blues until he got there,
See, I'm going to get you to play piano yet.
I don't think
so.
it was just like a great education. You know, because back in the 60s, you know, they had all kinds of jam sessions, you know, where you could go and see the people play these tunes and get real close to them and ask them questions. You know, that was the most important thing. And
I'm just lucky that... doesn't happen so much now, does it?
No.
You were lucky because it's people don't seem... they were less standoffish in those days. They welcomed having musicians come and sit in.
And they would say... come and sit on the bandstand, or either come over to the rehearsal, and I'll show you how we play that tune, you know? And I've just been very lucky, like, to find people that would, you know, show me things like that, you know, whether it was Cannonball Adderley or whether it was King Curtis or Rusty Bryant.
Well, when did you meet Cannonball?
I met him, I guess, like, in the early 70s. But that's when I started playing with my own group, and that's when I found out how hard it was to be a band leader. And it's still hard.
It is, boy. I tell you, it's never easy.
Right.
Well, as much as I want to keep talking, I also want to hear more music. Let's do another tune.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Yeah, that sounds pretty much like this tune, doesn't it?
That's right.
What am I here for? What are we here for? To play.
One, two.
Was so much fun playing that tune. It's one of those Ellington tunes that I don't do that often.
Mm-hmm. You know, all of his compositions are different. They have a different story, you know, they have a different mood, they have a different texture, you know.
Why don't we try one?
Okay.
Or another one, since we've already done a couple.
All right, good.
Let's just you and I, our two selves, do this.
One of my favorite tunes.
What's it going to be?
Come Sunday.
Oh, I love that tune. Love that. That's such a gorgeous number. The time I always remember hearing that thing was at the service for Duke, or one of them, at St. John the Divine, and how gorgeous that was. And you put so much feeling into it. And my goodness, what control you have. You must do isometric exercises and all kinds of stuff.
Well, the only exercise I do is pulling myself up to the table.
Oh.
You know. But getting back to those tunes, you know, the last time that I played Come Sunday, I was honored to be on the same stage with Kenny Barron, Grady Tate, David Williams, and Miss Kathleen Battle.
That woman is a genius.
And we played at Carnegie Hall. It was like the first half of the show, she was doing all the things that she's known for, you know, all the Haydn and stuff with her accompanist, Mr. Yeah. Katz. Uh-huh. And the second half of the show, we did all Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn music with
fantastic
with Kenny Barron and David Williams and Grady. And boy, was that a pleasure.
Oh, what a group.
Yeah.
And Grady, he probably didn't sing that day, or did he?
He sang like on one of the encore numbers, yeah.
Oh,
Grady's one of my favorite singers and definitely one of my favorite percussionists.
Oh, mine too. But all together, it's a nice group. I was just recently in Japan with Kenny Barron. 10 piano players.
Mm.
I can't remember. Kenny Barron, Duke Jordan, John Lewis, Dave McKenna, Roger Calloway, Ray Bryant.
Man.
And on and on. And Kenny Barron's one of my real favorites.
I love his playing in his space. You know, he uses a silence in music too. You know, and that's what I really like about
him. People forget that, don't they? To leave some open spaces.
Sure.
Let's do another Duke tune.
Let's take a train.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, this really has to be the last tune, although I can think of many more, but we'll just have to settle for this one. Take the A train.
Okay.
Take a train.
I will take a train, but I promise to come back.
Okay.
If you'll have me.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.